Question 70. How can you resolve white label error page in Spring Boot application? Answer. We can address this issue using three main approaches. 1. Custom error controller. In this method, you will need to implement the error controller interface provided by the Spring framework. By overriding the getErrorPath method, you can define a custom path to handle specific errors that occur. This allows you to have more control over how errors are handled and presented. 2. Displaying a custom error page. To implement this approach, you'll create an error.html page and place it in the src/main/resources/templates directory. Spring Boot's basic error controller will automatically utilize this file as the default error page. This method provides the flexibility to design and display error messages according to your requirements. 3. Disabling the white label error page. The simplest method is to disable the white label error page. You can achieve this by setting the server.error.whitelabel.enabled property to false in the application.properties file. By doing so, the default generic error page provided by Spring Boot will not be displayed, giving you the option to handle errors in a more customized manner.